Abbey Dental, sponsors of Late Lunch, for all aspects of today's dental care. Highly recommended throughout the Isle of Man.
Hello and welcome to Late Lunch Leftovers, the weekly podcast looking at the best bits of our show Late Lunch on Manx Radio.
Or, as Ben described them in the promo, Beth and Christie's best bits, which got quite a chuckle from some of our audience. I think it's very entertaining.
I think it is, yeah. Well, we're looking back on our first week and what a week it was, eh?
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. You know, we've spent a long time putting together this show and putting the features together, but we've enlisted the help and assistance of some fabulous people, some regular guests that we've had on the show lots of times before and have always been brilliant, but also some of our own from in-house who've contributed to the programme as well.
And what's really brilliant is because now we have music between 2 and 3, the idea is that it is really uplifting, and starting with the Late Lunch Soul Starter has just been a revelation for me.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of soul music, I have to say, because it makes you feel good. So you know what? Start the show with something that makes you feel good. And that's been sort of the ethos behind it. So that is what Late Lunch is all about. It's making you feel good, giving you a few sort of life hacks, some ideas for how you can make your life a bit more enriched, I suppose.
And you also get to have your say in the music choices with the Late Lunch Jukebox, which is on every day as well. So lots and lots of opportunity for you to get involved. So in this week's podcast, we're going to hear from some of our regular contributors, including Georgie Revel, and we'll be going up to see her at the Cook Shack every month. And she's going to be teaching us a thing or two in the kitchen, hopefully. Mark Tiley's greatest hit. Brilliant. He is a font of knowledge when it comes to music, and he's going to be teaching us all about it. Duxford Diaries, obviously. Chris Williams' Dog in a Hat going around. Peel, hugely entertaining. Also, the weekly challenge.
Oh yes, Morridge Dooney. So we're collaborating with Morridge Dooney. They are giving us a weekly challenge. You'll hear all that. It'll all be explained in the podcast. But also, the baking bard, Mrs. Yorkshire, came down to see us at our opening event at Tea Junction on Monday. And she'd not only baked us a cake with our faces on, she'd also written a brilliant poem. So you'll hear that in the podcast too.
Don't forget there is a separate podcast for the Midweek Mindfulness with Mike Cooley, which you can access either via the podcast section on the Manx Radio website or via the usual channels. It's also available as a video on the Manx Radio Facebook page and on the Manx Radio portal as well. But let's start with another of our regular contributors, Tanya Anderson.
I want to share on the radio how to take, say, calendula flowers, which I've infused into some oil here, and use that to make a calendula balm or to make calendula soap, and show that that's a journey from the garden to your face, basically, to homemade skincare.
I love that. I'm just picturing myself now burying my face in some plants, basically. But I think you've got to do stuff to it first, haven't you?
Yes, and it's a lot simpler than a lot of people think. And then another thing that I really wanted to do is to share some local gardening stories. There's some amazing, wonderful places around the island that really put growing plants as the very first thing, but they're all very kind of hidden away. So we're going to try to go and discover these special places here on the island in regards to gardening, to nature, to bees. So we hope to have some a couple beekeepers join us. I'm a beekeeper myself, and so I'll definitely be showing you my bees and talking about things like our 75 species of bees that we have here on the Isle of Man, etc.
Amazing. We'll need some wellies, Beth, if we're going to be at the
I think we probably will. But do you know what you can do, right? When you grow some basil, for example, then you can use it in your own cooking. And do you know what you need to do that?
Yes.
Someone to teach you how to use such ingredients. You know, it's all about the links on this programme. Late Lunch Links, we should call it, perhaps. Georgie Revel from the Cook Shack.
Oh,
lovely that you can be with us. And you are going to be one of our regular guests.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to congratulate you two gorgeous girls. I follow you a lot, and you're just the best the Isle of Man has. So,
no, you're the best,
yeah,
Georgie.
No,
you're the best.
Thank you. No, I'm so excited. I've got the Cook Shack up in Bride. I do a lot of cookery courses for those who do not know how to cook at all. We do grow basil on our window ledges successfully, Tanya, thank goodness. All it needs is a little bit of water and some soil. As you say, I think anybody can do that. And we use it in our Thai cooking and in our vegetarian cooking. And everything, really. So we are going to be doing, I'm hoping we're going to get maybe young carers in, and we've got, I've got 5 to 8 year olds coming in for some courses, and 9 to 12 year olds, and we've had autism initiatives, and we have just the general public that want to learn how to cook delicious meals. So we'll get some farmers in, local farmers. We'll get Bri Rad or Dot Price to come in with all their veggies, and then we will cook something sizzling and delicious.
Oh, yeah. It just sounds brilliant.
So picture the sort of person, Georgie, who really doesn't have very much one end of a pan from the other. You just need something quick and easy but nutritious. Can you make that person do something like that?
Absolutely, and that's why we called it the Cook Shack, because a lot of the cookery schools I've been to are quite elitist, and we want everybody to learn to cook from scratch using all our amazing local produce. So anybody can cook, like anybody can actually sing.
Oh, yes, there you go. Right. Don't put that idea in her head.
We're going to stay on the theme of making things now, because I just want to say hello to somebody else who's going to be a regular feature on our late lunch programme, Mrs. Yorkshire the Baking Bad.
Oh, hello.
Did you hear the Yorkshire twang there at the end of bad?
Oh, why, not bad lass.
She's getting there. She's
getting there. You're learning.
And we have really enjoyed your poetry over the past few months, and I'm delighted that you are going to carry on penning something for us. And actually, you have written a poem to mark the late lunch launch. And you also made a wonderful, wonderful cake, and there's a beautiful little faces of me and her.
Yes, I had to do something to mark this momentous occasion. I'm very excited actually about the new venture. So last night I sat down and I penned something.
And she's brought it and framed it. So I think, I know it's a bit off cuff, but do you think we'd read it for us?
It'll only take a few seconds. It's very short. Time for late lunch. Beth's a smart cookie, she's soft and sweet. Our ginger nut crispies an afternoon treat. Together a scrumptious combination. Delicious delight on the nation's station. So grab a late lunch, sit down and relax for well-seasoned banter and tasty tracks. Put on the kettle, enjoy a nice brew. You can now have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah!
Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it's just ace.
Exciting times. It is the first of our late lunch guest spots. And I am delighted to say it is with the one and only Mr. Mark Tiley. Good afternoon, Mark Tiley.
Well, good afternoon. This is absolutely wonderful. And congratulations in advance on a very exciting new venture.
Thank you very much indeed. And it's lovely to hear that, because you were very much part of the first venture with Women Today, of course. But as we know, we are moving on now to these exciting new times. And we wanted as many people of our colleagues around us in the building to be a part of it. And of course, with our new music element, we couldn't not have you.
You are so kind. Thank you.
So we are introducing, on a weekly basis, Mark Tiley's greatest hit.
I love that.
Just
that
the
so
one.
Good.
Just the one.
You know, I can't pay for publicity like this. There's no money that can get me the publicity for my little programme the way you're doing. So thank you in advance again.
You are very welcome. So you're going to choose a song for us each week, and you're going to have a little bit of background, some interesting stories, a bit of trivia, because you are a fount of all knowledge when it comes to music.
No pressure. No pressure. And we're going to have a title for each event. So today's episode is called It's All About the Bass.
I'm all about the bass, about the bass, 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 bass.
A song is identifiable in many ways, yeah? Mm-hmm. So you can hear the voice, you can hear this, but sometimes something happens in a song that completely redefines it. I'm going to whiz you back to 1983. The wonderful Paul Young, who had been with the Q-Tips, and was it Cool Cats and the Coolish Cats, something like that, anyway. But he went solo, and he was so huge in that 80s era. I mean, I saw him with his touring band at that time. And, you know, I'm not saying they were flinging underwear at him, but actually they were. And that was just me. So it was an immense impact as a solo artist. And he didn't actually do it for that long, but the period he did was legendary. So this song comes out, this massive hit record. And it was written by Marvin Gaye, Bennett Strong, Norman Whitfield. Came out originally, I'm trying to think, must have been 1969. It was a B-side to Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. So it was a B-side for Marvin.
Wow.
And Paul said, let's make it an A-side, but I'm going to put my best team on it. And it was, and still is, wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. And the reason I said it's all about the bass,
no trouble,
because the signature bass playing of Pino Palladino, who has that fretless bass sound that is so identifiable, redefined most of his records as a solo artist. So yes, he had the voice, yes, he had the knickers chucked at him, etc., etc., but the bass player is what gives it that signature sound.
Well, let's hear it. I did not know this was written by Marvin Gaye, and this is why I'm going to love these spots. Thank you so much, Mark Tiley. Here is Paul Young.
Welcome to Duxford's Diaries. This is the first entry. Duxford, in case you don't know, is a four-year-old cockapoo. And today we're just walking down the quayside in Peel next to the harbour. So the boats are on my right-hand side. And I'm going to ask you a question. When is a postbox not a postbox? On my left-hand side, I can see a reasonably new development by Street Heritage.
Just behind a wrought-iron gate is a postbox, opposite which is a sign that says East Quay Yard, established 1866. Thomas Joshua Graves, Smoked Herring House, Corris Brothers, Clipper Boat Builders, Joseph Irving and Company, Aerated Mineral Water, H. Quirk and Son, Farrier and Cartwright. Opposite that is a postbox with the insignia VR, Victoria Regina. And the sign on the postbox says, "The Postmaster General of Peel begs to inform the good inhabitants of this fair city that collections from this box are made Monday to Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m, Victoria Regina." I've seen people trying to post letters and postcards in this box throughout the year, and they find that they can't, because this box actually isn't a postbox at all. It's only the frontage that was placed here, concreted into the wall by Street Heritage when they redeveloped this site, to add some quirkiness to it. So when is a postbox not a postbox? When it's been installed by Street Heritage. Today, of course, we're not allowed to go on the main beach, the big beach in Peel, because as of yesterday, as a bus passes me, the main beach in Peel is off limits until the end of October. However, we can still use Peel Hill and the Headlands and Fenella Beach as well to walk our dogs, as make sure, of course, that you bag it and bin it. That's it for Duxford's Diaries today. We'll see you next time.
To do right. It in okay. Advance of Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We've been set a challenge, remember?
Man.
By Mara Jadouni, by Phil and Simon.
Yeah, thank you to Becky and Anita who helped us out yesterday. Do we need to sort
Let's
of...
remind people okay. what Phil set us.
Late Lunch team could first of all tell me what the translation is of the rhyme that I'm going to sing, and also provide a fine rendition of this little nursery rhyme, then that is their challenge for the week. So I shall sing it. Mara mai kistow, tammy brow, doest the low. Mara mai kistow, tammy brow, doest the low.
Okay.
And we want actions with
actions.
That as well.
So oh, actions. Right, so...
Mara
we've got it. No,
mai.
No. We've okay. got to do the translation. There's
oh,
no point
sorry.
Just copying him, is there? We've got to do it in English.
We've got to sing it in Manx as well, I think.
Oh, okay, right, quick.
Okay. Mara mai kistow, tammy brow, just doos the low. Mara mai kistow, tammy brow,
doos
the low. I've got,
right, so it's hello,
yeah. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well.
Give me a hand.
Shake my hand.
Something like that. Anyway,
take
I think,
my
I
hand.
Think that was
something
good.
Like that.
I think that was good.
Oh dear. You know they're going to play this out on Sunday and people are actually going to hear it.
It's fine. They won't. I think maybe they'll forget. Hopefully.
Anyway, they're going to set another one for us on Sunday. So on Monday, we'll need your help again, listeners.
I think we need a Manx expert in
We're getting
our
a bit of Manx in us, though. This is good.
And Jeanette says, please stop singing. It's really bad.
That's mean.
That's
we
really
tried
mean.
Our best.
But it is midweek, and if we're getting a little bit stressed about the challenge tomorrow, perhaps it is time for a spot of mindfulness. Mike Cooley, we are delighted that you are here for the first of our mindfulness spots. Just remind us all what mindfulness actually is and why we need it in our lives.
Okay, that's a good question, because it's a word that's everywhere, and it's being used everywhere, from huge companies to the military to primary schools to people wanting to improve their mental and emotional health. And in a nutshell, it's a kind of mental health training, if you like. It's a kind of attention training where we start choosing what to focus on. We start, prioritizing what we want to focus on in our lives, and stop focusing on the things that get in the way, get us stuck, drag us into thoughts and dramas that we actually don't want to get stuck in. So we can start to actively retrain our mind, change the way we live based upon what we focus on.
How long does it take to see results?
Oh, well, not long. We know if you have a 10-minute daily practice, within 4 to 6 weeks, if you had a MRI scan on your brain, you would begin to see physical changes in the brain. Fairly quickly.
That's amazing. I'm picturing the MRI scan before, and it's just this kind of like cacophony and chaos and mess and everything. And then everything just sort of calming down into little channels. I don't think that's how an MRI scan works, but that's the way I'm picturing it. I think mine's more like Homer's brain, actually. It's just like one little thing rattling around inside.
The thing is, I have tried this before. I know we have spoken on previous shows before, Mike, and I just find it really difficult, that concept of switching off and just accepting whatever's floating around in your head. It's just, I just don't quite know where to start. And 5 minutes even seems like a long time to me at the moment.
Yeah, and that's fine. We all have to start somewhere, and we all start with your experience. So we all start with a mind that just does what it wants to do, and 50% of the time that's okay, because it goes to places we like. But the other half of the time, it's not so much fun, because it's dragging us into scenarios maybe we don't like, but we just tend to get stuck in them. So we can kind of be a bit more skillful about how we do that. So at the start, it's not about having a quiet mind. It's not about feeling calm. These are kind of misconceptions. All it is about starting slowly but surely to retrain your attention. So every time it wanders off into thoughts, at some point you notice it. Ah, it's gone. And you bring it back to an object of focus, maybe your breath, for instance.
Okay. Well, this, as I say, is the first of our midweek mindfulness sessions. We have recorded a podcast and a video with Mike taking us through roughly a 5-minute mindfulness practice. And so we're going to be posting that very, very shortly. So you can access that via the Manx Radio Facebook page. It's also going to be available through the website on demand at manxradio.com as well, through the podcast section. But time now for the first of our collector's series. And this was an idea sparked by our very own Judith Lay, who mentioned to us while recording our Conister Rocks Christmas special that she loves dolls' houses and, in fact, has quite a few of them herself. Interestingly, this wasn't a childhood hobby, because despite having some dolls' house furniture which she played with, it wasn't until she was nearly 40 that her mum bought her first dolls' house as an early birthday present. But since then, her collection has grown. And despite Jude describing it very humbly as just a hobby, when I asked if I could go and take a look at them, I was amazed by the beauty and the intricacy of the houses that she has. And so here is a short extract from a much longer interview, which will be available as a podcast, where Jude quite literally opens a magic door to another world.
What I'd like to show you now is a hobby, a lifelong hobby, that if I live to be about 120, I hope it will become a collection by that time. Do you want to come and have a look?
Yes, please.
Right, come with me. I have a little room off the sitting room where I, because you're looking surprised, because until I opened the door, you didn't know this was
no
here.
No idea, yeah, this,
well,
is
this
here.
This is lovely, because if I keep the door closed, my childhood obsession can then be hidden from the world, you see, and nobody needs to know what a child I really am. Now, here's the house. As you can see, it's quite plain. So if we take the front off, which is just held on with a couple of magnets, inside we've got just basically four rooms. In the hall, we've got Grandpa on the phone, but the phone is nearly as big as Grandpa. So you can see how this has play value rather than it's not to scale. I want to show you next something that is incredibly special. And this I can claim no credit for at all. In Ramsey, down in St Paul's Square, there is a shop called Model World. And I was walking past one day, trying to be very strong-willed and not go in. And in the window was the house I'm going to show you now, completely made by this genius lady who I don't know, never met her. And I fell in love with it. And I would have gone without food for a month in order to be able to buy it. And this house gives me as much pleasure today just looking at it and wishing I was small enough to live in it than it, as it did from the day that I got it. 1/12 scale is a doll's house that you would most commonly find. This is 1/24. So that gives you an idea. It's on a turntable because it opens in sections. It's got a lovely quirky roof at different levels with lovely tall chimneys. So shall we have a look inside?
Yes, please.
OK, let's open here. And we're looking at two levels here. On the ground floor, we're looking at the dining room. It's quite conventionally laid out. We've got a lovely big breakfront bookcase, a nice oval dining table with a coffee set on it, and some beautiful rich red curtains, nets, of course, to keep a little bit of privacy. And upstairs, beautiful bathroom, nice claw-footed bath, even
it's
down.
Got a toilet roll.
Well, of course, do things properly. Now, this, Beth, is a collector's house. Every detail. In the bathroom, there's a lovely dresser with all the little jars and pots and of cosmetics and things at the back there. It is all perfectly to scale. The next section that we open, which is the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness me.
But if we open, we've got a tall cupboard here with a nice casserole pot on the top of it. If we open this cupboard here very carefully.
Oh, no. It's there's got plates.
All the plates are stacked up there. There's somebody about, but we haven't seen them yet.
No.
How do we know there's somebody about, Beth?
Well, because the pastry rolling is going on the table in
exactly.
The middle there.
So clearly the person who's cooking has just popped outside, probably to the kitchen garden to maybe get some herbs. So you see how even subconsciously you're building a world, aren't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yep. You're living here with me, aren't you?
Oh, I would love to. This is just idyllic.
You know, I would love to have had a chance to meet the lady just to tell her how much pleasure I'm getting from what she did. So there we are. And then I just need to take you around here because this will give you an opportunity to meet the lady of the house.
I was hoping there was going to be somebody at home.
There she is.
Just in the bedroom. Oh, she must be going to a special event.
That's right. How do we know that?
Because she has her two hats on the bed and she's deciding which one to wear.
That's right. And that, Beth, gives me the most enormous pleasure. It's perfectly to scale and yet it's got all that imagination in it, hasn't it?
Really? Do you know, I'm almost surprised not to see smoke coming out of the chimneys.
It does. It does, but only when we're not here.
Those are all our late lunch leftovers for this week. Do tune in for the main helping on Manx Radio weekdays just after 2 p.m.
Every week, of course, we'll have our regular features with Duxford Diaries. We'll have Mark Tiley's Greatest Hit, Midweek Mindfulness and plenty more with our monthly guests as well.
But for now, thank you so much for listening to the Late Lunch Leftovers podcast. We'll see you again next time.
Abbey Dental, sponsors of Late Lunch for all aspects of today's dental care. Highly recommended throughout the Isle of Man. We'll